T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Well, it was just an absolute destruction yesterday of a good team, and maybe a very good team. I don't know. Hard for me to tell, is Tennessee good or very good? I mean, yesterday, you know, kind of makes me think they're more maybe good than very good. But they are at least good. And the Eagles just tore them apart. And if you're not waking up this morning thinking Super Bowl, then, you know, then you're not vibing the way most Eagles fans are vibing. I know sometimes we get ahead of ourselves. Many times we get ahead of ourselves. But this is not one of those times. This is legit. This is real. It's not a guarantee. It's not a guarantee they get there. You know, Dallas is looking pretty damn good. And there could be a heck of a showdown come January in the playoffs. But, man, oh, man, the Eagles have a great shot. I mean, just a great shot. I mean, think of it this way. They now have a better record than the 2017 team had. I mean, think of just take that in for a second. They now, because this, that was.
We lost to Seattle.
Yeah, yeah, 10-2.
Yeah. I mean, this was the game they lost to Seattle. So, you know, they are just rolling, man. And, of course, what's so fun when the Eagles roll is to hear Merrill Reese announce it all. Let's listen to how it sounded yesterday. A little montage, a little Merrill montage of the best moments from yesterday's game, the twists and the turns. Merrill and Mike, a little Merrill montage. That's incredible, man. I love it. Who put that together?
Shout out to Joe Wachter.
That was great. Well, 11-1 is great. Let me ask you guys a question. Do people under the age of 25 know what those sound effects are even from? John, do they know what they're...
I doubt it.
I doubt it, too.
Yeah, there are probably some who do. But
what's the cutoff, like 34, 35 years old? 33?
Probably. Somewhere in there, yeah.
I mean, because, you
where
know...
there's the pow on the screen.
Bam!
All right, let's go to Anthony right now in South Philly. He knows what those sound effects are from. Hello, Anthony.
Hi, buddy. How are you? John, how are you?
Soup.
I certainly know what those sound effects are from the Batman TV show. It used to make me cringe as a kid.
Adam West.
It was great, man.
John, I want to just tell you, I enjoyed your comment last night on the Sports Zone when you was making a joke about the schedule loss. Let me just say that I got a couple points, Joe. Tennessee was completely outclassed because our coaches played in the right way yesterday, and they weren't stubborn. If you remember last week, I said to you that Jalen Hurts, that this game was made for Jalen Hurts to win with his arm against that bottom-of-the-barrel defense that Tennessee has. Finally...
It was really strange the way that we were able to capitalize. That was a very lopsided defense. They were really stout against the run.
Right,
and the beauty of this offense is we can beat you however we so choose because we're so talented. And they went into that game clearly with a plan to throw behind everything. And it works so well when you've got a quarterback who is as precise as Jalen continues to be.
What I was encouraged about, though, John, was we finally threw to our backs and even our tight ends.
How about that?
Yeah, it was good.
It's so there. It's so there. The checkdowns to Kenny Gainwell, and I think he only had three of them. But when you've got everyone just vacating because they're dropping to zones, we hadn't seen much of that. Kenny Gainwell just takes the easy gimme over the middle, and then he did a nice job of running after the catch where it wasn't wasted movement. It wasn't wasted motion. We've seen Miles Sanders at times catch that thing and try to break a big one, you know, break it to the sideline. Kenny Gainwell does the drop step in upfield, and it was awesome.
And that's going to loosen things up even more for your receivers because they got to defend every part of the field when you throw to your backs. If you remember, that's what I was talking about for weeks, that they should do that. And I'm glad to see that they did.
Well, Anthony, I'll tell you this, man. Always good hearing from you. I don't know what you do if you're a defense right now against the Eagles. Now, I'm not saying, you know, someone can't figure something out. I mean, some of the great offenses have ever been stopped. 98 Vikings didn't win at all. 07 Patriots didn't win at all. I mean, like, it happens. But this offense is coming at you in a lot. Go ahead. What's your worry, John?
My worry is that a team will say, we are going to just physically hurt that quarterback. Like, all that other stuff, like all the scheming. Just like we went out there and we played at an elevated level of intensity yesterday. That's what some team or some teams moving forward are going to say. They're going to say, hey, forget about the schemes. You know, they have good players. Focus on how hard you hit that quarterback.
Are you saying illegal hits? I'm just curious.
No, not illegal hits.
See, I don't think you can get anytime, I don't know
well,
about
well, that's
that.
The thing. There's this gray area where guys are going to be unsure whether they're allowed to hit the quarterback. But a staff is going to go through and say, okay, this is a play. This is a staple play when they're you know, in the shotgun. You got a back right next to him. When he hands that thing off, go in there and blast both of those players. We're going to designate this defensive end to hit the back. We're going to designate this linebacker as he loops from his spot as a bump backer to hit the quarterback every single time he hands it off. And I don't know. We haven't seen much of that.
No, we haven't seen much of that. I think the rules really helped the Eagles in this regard, but I get your point, John. Let's go to Tyrone right now. What's up, Tyrone?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, Tyrone.
Great win, man.
Great
sure
win.
Was.
Yeah. Starting to get excited, man. I was actually
starting to get excited. What happened in October? What happened in November? Well, my man, if you're starting to get excited, you're a couple months late.
Well, check it out. I was excited in training camp I actually attended a couple of the sessions. But what happened was that I think I'm excited even on a higher level because
yeah,
you look at Jalen, AJ and the defensive line and even the special teams. It's like at the right time, they've all picked – each unit and individuals have picked up their game.
Yeah.
Or let's just say they showed up at the right time.
No question. No, well, Tyrone, I'll tell you this, Tyrone, because in the midst of this season, even though the Eagles have had a great record, they haven't had too many games where it became a laugher. And 2017 Eagles had them, and the 2004 Eagles in particular had games where they would just destroy fools and pull the starters out when the fourth quarter began. Yesterday was one of those games for this squad, and it was really encouraging to see.
Oh yeah, what was also encouraging was the way that the poise that Jalen showed in the pocket. When on one particular play, they showed his eyes on a close up. He looked to the left, to the middle of the field, and then I think he hit somebody on the right side of the field. And he was like checking down, and it was like he did it in such a way that the only thing that moved was his eyes and his body
yep.
language, like right before he threw the ball. He wasn't giving them any indication of where he was going to throw
well,
the
and
ball.
Tyrone, that's exactly, and great call, that's exactly, John, what I, not that play per se, but that's an example of when I was referring earlier to how they did, I mean, at least it seemed to me, especially early, less of the zone read offense, the right and the side, and a little bit more just classic drop back, full
well,
field reads.
They didn't run it.
Yeah,
they,
I mean, he
their plan was to throw the ball more.
And I don't think he could have done that last year. Not effectively.
Not like yesterday.
No. Not like that. Jada Cameron, John Rich, up ahead at 11:30. The Bad to the Bone Award. Our version of Game Balls. We'll have some fun with that. We'll rock all the calls. Plus Sirianni's conversation with Angelo from earlier this morning. That's coming up in about an hour. So you hear what the head coach had to say. It's all up ahead on tap on 94 WIP. Well, I thought that was just an awesome play, man. Because you know what he did, John? He did not. I mean, in addition to just having pure physicality, He did not reach for the ball too early. He did not give the defender the sense that the ball was just coming in at that nanosecond. It was just a brilliant play by a brilliant wide receiver. And he's changed the whole team. I mean, he's made it so much easier on Jalen Hurts. I mean, credit obviously to Howie Roseman with the aggressive move, you know, in the what was it? I don't know if that was March or April. I know it was the draft.
Draft night.
Just an awesome player, man. I mean, just an absolutely awesome player and obviously locked up under contract. I'll tell you what's going to be hard. We talked about this a couple weeks ago. I'll say it again. One of these days, we got to do our top 10 players in Philadelphia sports. I remember it was hard a couple years ago to get to five good players. Like when we started the show, it was hard to get to five good players. I think there might be 22, 24 really good players in Philly sports now. By the way, like none of them are on the Flyers. That's a whole other matter. I don't know, man. Let me ask you this. Has Jalen Hurts passed Joel Embiid?
Yeah. For me, personally, yes.
I tend to think he has too because
I can depend on Jalen Hurts.
Embiid,
I know what
yeah.
I'm going to get every week, and it's going to be the best version of him.
Yeah.
And he'll always be available. And I know it's different with the, you know, 82 versus
yep.
17, but yeah, Jalen Hurts is way up there. Jalen Hurts is at the top of the heap in the entire NFL.
I know he is.
And that says something. I know Joel is close to the top of the heap in the NBA,
yep.
but there are a lot of guys. Jalen Hurts should be the MVP. Like, if he keeps playing this way,
I agree.
He should be the MVP.
Yeah.
Joel, last couple of years, he was second. And this year, it is, you know.
Yep.
Probably more of the same.
James, has he passed Bryce Harper?
Probably not yet. I mean, especially coming off the playoff run Harper just had,
right.
doing it in the biggest moments.
Yeah.
I think he's still behind Harper, but, I mean, it's close.
It's close,
he's up there, man.
Yeah, he's got some work to do. He's got some work to do in the postseason
sure.
to pass Bryce Harper.
I think that is accurate. I agree with you. All right, let's go to the phones. Again, a lot of reaction to yesterday, and really – the look ahead now, and just the feeling. Like, tell me what's in your heart. Because I'll tell you what's in my heart. I'm seeing a team I love play exceptional, dominant football that gives me legitimate hope, not false hope, not early season hope. Legitimate hope is, I mean, we're only 3 weeks away now from Christmas. Like, we're the clock's moving here. This ain't September or October anymore. We're post-Thanksgiving, legitimate hope that we could be seeing a Super Bowl team in the midst of a Super Bowl season. And, yeah, there's more work to be done, and, yeah, you got to catch the breaks and hope the ball bounces your way and, you know, not get too injured. But this team is awesome. And the thing that for me was my biggest concern going into yesterday, which was the pass rush, knowing that probably Mahomes or Josh Allen looms or, you know, theoretically Joe Burrow, all guys that teams are going to sling it a lot and those guys are going to drop back. The pass rush yesterday was just awesome. Let's go to the phones.
But
go ahead.
Think about the way the game shaped up. The pass rush really took over in the second half.
I don't agree with that. I thought in the first half when Tennessee would look to pass it, I thought the Eagles got – I mean, I think they had a sack in the first series.
They did.
Yeah, I thought the pass rush brought it all
and
game,
how
John.
How many sacks were – no, it was significantly more pronounced in the second half when the – Titans were down. They had to throw it. We knew it was passing. That's exactly the way they want it to unfold.
Well, that is true.
And it worked. Like, yesterday's game played out exactly the way the Eagles wanted
I
it to
totally
play
agree.
Out. That really helped their cause. It really helped their
big
cause.
Big time.
I'll look at the number of sacks in the
we'll,
first
we'll
half.
We'll get to it. Yeah. We'll get to it. Let's go to T right now. Hi, T. T.
Can you hear me?
Hey. How are you, T?
Sorry about long time no hear. Hope you guys are doing good this holiday season.
Well, it's actually a long time no talk. Right?
Well, yes.
There you go.
A couple of points. I got bullet points here because, yes, you know, it's hard for me to remember with being on hold. But I just wanted to say, I called in and I said, I need this fan base to stop crucifying Hurts. Watch him grow. You know, we have this thing here in our district. We say we get to. I feel so good that I get to watch him grow and develop.
Yep.
And all the rest of the young guys on this team. I'm very, very hopeful for the future. I do believe they are Super Bowl contenders. I loved how Henry was pretty much invisible with our defense yesterday. They made him seem like he was going to be all scary, Larry. No, we shut him down.
Yep.
And that was so amazing to me. We got to clean up some things. Too many penalties this deep into the season. I need them to fix that. Hurts' throwing was amazing to me. Like one of the previous callers said, there's no more buts. We're waiting to see. This is the guy, and he's our franchise quarterback.
No question.
Dallas does not scare me, and neither does Mahomes if we prepare like we did for the Titans. So I am excited. It is wonderful, and I am so hopeful for us making it into the whole Super Bowl picture.
Well, T, I think you summed up a lot really good there. I mean, always good hearing from you, T, and keep those calls coming to us. John, she touched on Hurts' accuracy. You want to talk about a jump from last year to this year? Like, let me ask you a question, John. How did he get so much more accurate? Is that footwork and precision? Like, it's
yeah. I guess it's just being more comfortable, understanding like the timing of the way the routes unfold, and you know, your footwork certainly, like the number of steps in each drop on each play. It's very specific, and just being in the second year of this offense, he's a lot more familiar with the way all that needs to work, and he's a machine. He replicates things exactly. You know, every time he runs a play, he knows how important that is. His whole life, he's known how important that is because, you know, dad being a coach, that's something that coaches harp on. I think that's a huge part. The coaching staff's done a great job. He's done a great job of just making sure he, you know, internalizes all the information that he's getting, and he's applying it with the way that he plays. I don't think we had a sack in the first half, guys.
I thought they had one in the first series.
I'm looking at the first half summary, and doesn't look like there's any sacks on the ledger.
Maybe I'm wrong.
The second half, I'm pretty sure.
Well, they clearly feasted on Tannehill when he had a pass.
It's passing downs, and we weren't, you know, going crazy blitzing. We were doing a lot of stunting, like the ET stunts and things like that. We weren't sending extra
guys. Well, I'll say this,
guys.
John, one of Josh Sweat's best games.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Josh Sweat yesterday looked like the guy when you give, I forget what it was, but $40, $50 million or so before last year. Like, he looked like that yesterday.
They did have a sack. Javon Hargrave had a first sack on the first drive.
Titans'
first drive of the game, that third and four, they sacked him and caused a punt.
Yep. All right, let's go to Doug right now. Hi, Doug.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you doing?
Great, Doug.
So I'm calling just out of superstition. I spoke to you guys once in the past. Prior to week three against the Chiefs of, I think it was 2016, whenever that was, we won the Super Bowl.
Well, hold on. They can't hold on. Hold on, Doug. There's certain facts in life it's okay not to know. We it's not acceptable to not know what year we refer to as the Eagles winning the Super Bowl, whether you call it February of 2018 or what we typically call the 2017 Eagles. Let's just get that straight.
Well, I'm a little hungover, and all I know is the show was about whether Andy was ever going to win a Super Bowl, and I said no, and you guys said yes, and man, was I wrong, and I was wrong about Jalen Hurts as well. When he threw that pick in the playoffs going to Devontae, I think it was going into the half.
Yeah, that's correct. Yep.
I was like, convinced? No, I don't think so. And he proved me wrong, and I think he's going to continue to do that, and yeah, this is just out of superstition. I've spoken to you guys once before, and it feels special. I think it's going to be special. I like our chances in any cold weather game against the Vikings or 49ers now even more, but whoever we come across. And I didn't watch the game yesterday. I listened to it on YouTube, the play-by-play, but A.J. Brown, I mean, he's amazing. And Brian Dawkins are three players, just made me feel a certain way. Right. When they're trucking down the field or just jacking someone up,
yep.
I'm just ready to go. And I've been holding a secret, Joe, for years. I've probably been listening to you guys for 7 years now. I call mostly in the evening.
Holding a secret?
Yeah.
Well, hold on. Let me ask you a question before you maybe reveal the secret. Sure. Are you supposed to reveal the secret?
John's going to laugh. He's not going to understand. But I've probably watched The West Wing maybe 9 or 10 times through the whole way.
My man. Wow. My man. Pots and pans.
And
my man.
It's no longer on Netflix, and I probably have watched it at least 11 or 12 times through by now. But
good man, Doug. Well, look, I'm on 19 right now. Doug,
sounds like you're stuck in a rut.
Keep
Doug.
It going, Doug. All right, Doug, good phone call right there.
What in the world is he doing?
Well, there are people like that. I am not the only one. I'm in 19 right now. It's either 18 or 19. I got it on my phone. I think it's 19. Let me ask you guys a question.
By the way, we had three sacks in the first half for 11 yards.
Gotcha.
So it was evenly split.
Yep.
But it did feel like we teed off.
Well, they teed off more, yeah, obviously. So let me ask you guys a question. I'm curious because the 2017 Eagles were just brought up. Did either of you, because I didn't feel like there was a ton of notice around town on it. I didn't hear anyone reference it, but I also didn't listen to every second of WIP over the weekend. I didn't read every article. Did you guys take stock on Saturday that it was the 5-year anniversary of Carson Wentz getting injured?
No.
James, did you think about it?
No. Was it, it was that weekend?
December 3rd, right? Wasn't it December 3rd, 2017?
I don't remember.
Well, I can look it up, but I'm almost positive that game was December 3rd, 2017, when they played the Rams in Los Angeles. And, you know, it's just, it was such a, you know.
It's December 10th.
Oh, well, you know.
That's why I did December 3rd was the Seattle game.
Never mind. We'll
talk
about it. Hey, we'll talk about it next week. Talk about it next. So that's going to be, let's see, the 5th. That's going to be Saturday of next week.
Be Saturday next week, yeah.
Oh, yeah. James, I give you a topic right there for your Saturday show.
Thanks, buddy.
By the way, someone called in earlier and said you did a great job on the pregame show.
Yeah, I think he meant the Saturday show. Yeah. It was not on the pregame.
You didn't do the pregame show yesterday?
No, no.
Because, I mean, John, he just got – Sutzer got unworthy praise.
Yeah, it was. I was not on the pregame
show. And I noticed, James, you didn't jump in and correct the guy.
Well, I don't like normally you, just jump what he makes.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's just, it's like you let a falsity go by in which you were praised, and you were like, yeah, I'm not going to.
I think he meant the Saturday show. I could have jumped in and said it was Saturday, not the pregame show. It's all
yeah, you could have. What are you going to do? All right, let's do what we do every single Monday at this time. Birds play a game, win or lose. We get to the Bad of the Bone Award. And, of course, we love when it's the Bad of the Bone Award, the version known as Game Balls. Certainly not yesterday, Blame Balls. John Ritchie, as always, you get the first crack at it, the Bad of the Bone Award. Where are you going? I mean, John, there's 5,000 guys to choose from. Who are you giving it to?
But only one guy was playing against his former team, and we talked about this last week. They were going to plan to get A.J. Brown the ball a lot. Because it meant so much to him. 10 targets in the game for 119 yards. How often do you see, like you said, a touchdown basically called back because he was just slightly out of bounds on the second foot, 40-yarder, and then the very next play he hits his head on the goalpost again? I had never seen a play like that where I didn't know what to make of it initially, where you just completely truck the guy who's trying to cover you.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
I'm going to ask the question. Maybe people don't want to hear, but I'm going to ask it. Was it both defensive pass interference and offensive pass interference on the same play?
I don't know, because it was a double move.
If that guy gets in your way, I mean, you're allowed to hit him if you're running a route.
I don't know.
Just running his route.
I mean, maybe, but he did. He pushed the guy. I'm just saying,
he ran the guy over. I mean, he
injured the guy.
Break out and then turn it up, and as soon as you turn it up, you don't know the guy's, you know,
where's
right
Mike Pereira?
Path.
Where's Mike Pereira? They're never going to call it, but I just wondered.
But it was a strange play.
How often
do you see a DB completely unable to get out of the way of the much stronger, much more physical wide receiver? A.J. Brown, a couple touchdowns against his former team. I don't think that we are giving enough credit to A.J. Brown for having his emotions properly in check for this game.
I agree.
We know it was of massive importance to him, and his preparation, according to the rest of the coaching staff and his teammates, it was business as usual for him during the week. They knew it meant more, but he showed up. And this is what you need. This is what you expect. The greatest of the great players, they give you special plays when it matters most, and you know how much it mattered to
him. A.J. Brown, a very deserving winner of a game ball here, Bat of the Bone Award. Seltzer, give me another.
Yeah, I mean, he's the season game ball winner, too. We're talking about him as the MVP favorite, but still not giving enough credit to how great Jalen Hurts was yesterday with no Goddard. 380 yards passing a week after he runs for 157.
Well, and pulled early.
Yeah, and was like the accuracy, both the A.J. Brown, like the touch non-touchdown, then the touchdown back-to-back plays. I mean, the throw in the corner of the end zone, the throw, the second touchdown to A.J., like the accuracy is pinpoint. He is dominant out there, and the leadership, the whole thing. I mean, it's just – it's pretty wild to watch this guy.
By the way,
season.
Not to mention
268 yards in the first half.
I mean, just
with two touchdowns.
Totally on point. And I'll tell you guys, that run he had for the touchdown where Miles Sanders is the lead blocker, there's a defender further back. A normal quarterback, he's going to make that tackle 10 out of 10 times. But Jalen Hurts has such speed, he can get to the pylon. I mean, that's not easy for most humans to just get to that pylon. But he is such an exceptional athlete, he pulls it off. Look, there's so many ways I always get stuck with the third game ball here. These guys always take off the two main dudes. Look, I could go, pass rush guys, a lot of ways. I'm gonna give a game ball to someone I'm pretty sure on our show hasn't won a game ball this year. And I'm going to give it to him for two reasons. And it's Eagles owner Jeffrey Lurie. And I know he didn't play in the game yesterday, but I'm going to tell you why I'm going to give Jeffrey Lurie the Bat of the Bone Award in the game ball. He did two things close to 2 years ago that were not endorsed by most people. What were they?
Hiring Sirianni,
which was a gem of a find. And again, let's be real, 99% of us had never heard of Nick Sirianni. John, had you ever heard of him?
No.
Yeah, I hadn't either. I mean, I'd never heard of the guy. So we hired Sirianni. What's the other thing he did 2 years ago? It's roughly 2 years minus a month.
Kept Howie.
Bingo. He didn't panic on that front. And it was I think we had a poll. It was somewhere in the 90 percentile, like 91, 92 is my recollection, of people when that season ended that wanted Howie fired, myself included. And I was always a Howie, proponent. Like, I was a Howie dude, and I certainly differed from many that thought he was the worst. I just thought it had run its course. It was time to go in a different direction. Jeffrey Lurie did not at all. So he kept Howie, who completely rebuilt the team. Along with Howie and Smolinski and a few others, they led a search that led to the hiring of Sirianni. And the fruits of those two decisions, 23 months later, are on full display when you see a destruction like yesterday. I think Jeffrey Lurie deserves it. I really do. Plus, he runs a great organization, generally speaking.
That's for sure.
215-592-9494. Let's go to Corey right now in Ridley Park. Hi, Corey.
Hey, Joe and John, thanks for taking my call. First time, long time.
Awesome. Thanks, Corey.
So I wanted to thank you guys first. My wife and I got married last year, and my boy Kepper somehow convinced you guys to send a voice memo over to congratulate us. And I think it's one of the coolest things that we got. So just want to thank you guys for taking some time. Meant a whole lot to us.
Our pleasure.
We were at the game yesterday, and, I mean, that offense looked like they were going through a walkthrough. It just seemed so easy. And then I thought what stood out to me the most was they accepted the challenge of stopping Derrick Henry. Going into the game, I thought the Titans were going to take a page right out of the Commanders' book with a better running back. They were going to eat the clock. They were going to try and run it down their throats. I know the additions on the front line certainly are different from that Washington game. But, man, I mean, Epps making that stop early from the second level, I think that just set the tone where you have linebackers and even cornerbacks and safeties wanting a hit on Henry. And I mean, I think that's a big credit to Jonathan Gannon. I know he was under some scrutiny this year, but the way that he game planned that defense and took the Titans out of their bread and butter, I mean, if he can do that every week and in the playoff games, I don't know who stops this Eagles team.
It was awesome, Corey. I mean, Gannon was on point. You know, I'll tell you, he's probably going to be gone after this year. If you notice in the broadcast, by the way, I thought the two announcers, Kevin Burkhardt and Greg Olsen, I thought they did a very good job.
Really solid, yeah.
I thought it was really impressive. And there was a moment in there.
When he talked about Gannon?
Yep. Talked about Gannon.
It's a top three guy he likes to meet with before games.
And specifically because of the personality that he brings to the table in the room.
It's a quote-unquote infectious energy.
Yeah, and I thought, oh, he is so gone after this season. And I know a lot of NFL teams these days hire coaches from the offensive end, but at this point, I'd be shut. Now, look, the one thing that might keep Gannon off the table, maybe, is the Eagles make a deep run into February, and a lot of organizations like to hire a coach in January. But I think Gannon will be taken. Obviously, Steichen might be taken. Anyway, Corey, it's a masterclass right now in coaching. What they're doing, it's incredible.
It absolutely is.
We're talented,
fun to watch
man.
It.
Let's not go overboard with the Jonathan Gannon thing.
I don't know, John.
I appreciated that he added a player to the box against a Titans team that really, let's be real, they didn't have weapons other than Derrick Henry. And the one weapon that they had, his first touchdown catch in the first quarter, left the game.
Yep.
So it was a little skewed.
Here's where, though, John, I'll tell you where I differ.
It was stacked against the Titans.
I don't disagree.
And it wasn't just Jonathan Gannon scheming. He did some stuff where he had one of the safeties moving. He had the safeties jockeying back and forth.
Yep.
And one would end up closer to the box than the other.
Yep.
And you know, that was positive. That was different. I do think that helped. But that was not a potent offense.
See, here I hear you on that, but I'll tell you, I'm going more big picture than yesterday. And, James, I'm guessing you noticed this one also. John, I know you were at the game and then went back and watched the game on TV, but this one stood out to me as a graphic on TV. And I cannot be the only person that took stock of this when this graphic went up very early in the game. Eagles against the run entering the game in the NFL, 18th in the league defensively. Eagles against the pass defensively entering the game, second in the league. Eagles overall defense, overall entering the game, second in the league. Like, that's where I've been telling you, John, this thing about how they give up the run, I've not been concerned about it like you. I just, when I see a graphic like that, it tells me
Is that just yardage?
It was a yardage fact.
Okay.
And I just think there is a purpose.
It does help that we're giving up short fields. Prior to this game,
short fields is not the defense's fault.
I understand that. But when you're talking about yardage totals,
yardage,
and you face the Packers,
but they haven't given up many short fields. Eagles don't turn the ball over.
Well, the Packers game,
But that's not often.
When you're talking about yardage,
you're weaseling out of it. You're weaseling out of it.
The yardage stat, like really?
Yes.
Is that what determines a great defense?
John,
who is number one?
I don't know. They didn't put that up.
Okay,
John,
I'd like to know who was.
Well, you're not
one.
Struck that they entered the game yesterday, second in the league, giving up second least amount
yardage?
Of yards. Yeah. What graphic do you want? What first downs?
What do you want? A lot that goes into it.
Listen,
it's
about yards and
efficiency.
Points. It's about yards and
points.
Of course, points is number one.
It's not about yards. It's points. It like of look, I'll look it up right now.
Okay,
what are
but
the points
clearly,
that's what matters.
Clearly, they have a philosophy that will let other teams have some rushing yards because they're trying to prevent passing yards, and it works. Chowder Cameron and John Rich will continue to take your calls on 94 WIP. Hey, football season is underway, and now is a great time, the perfect time, to download FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. Because right now, new customers get a no-sweat first bet of up to $1,000. That's right, $1,000. That's free bets back if your first bet doesn't win. To me, it's a win-win. You win the bet, well, great. You win the bet, you win the money. You lose the bet. Well, how about this? If you lose the bet, you get up to $1,000 back in free bets when it's your first bet when you sign up using promo code HAMMER. That's a win-win. That's a great deal with FanDuel Sportsbook, which has an awesome app, easy to sign up for, easy to navigate, to move from game to game, league to league, to lock in on the game or games you want, including another one tonight, the Monday Night Football variety in football. You can bet on that. Obviously, look ahead to next week's football action as well. It's all there for you when you sign up using promo code HAMMER with FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 94WIP. So make every moment more this season with FanDuel Sportsbook, official sportsbook partner of the NFL. All right, Chowder Cameron, John Ritchie. After just a glorious Eagles Sunday afternoon, 94WIP. Certainly the best thing I saw this weekend. I'll tell you something else I saw this weekend, which is it's getting a little ridiculous, John. So there's a new trailer out for the new Indiana Jones. I mean, it's not coming out for a long time, but, you know, they give you a little taste. I don't know if this is like Indiana Jones 5 or 6. Harrison Ford is now 80 years old. And you get to a point with Indy, age 80, it's a little, I mean, he's doing all these, I mean, I don't
well,
know.
Well, silly, right?
It gets a little ridiculous. It's like, no offense to the 80-year-olds out there. No, well, really no offense. It's an old man.
Is he still doing like the action
He's still,
stuff?
From what I saw in the trailer, Indy is still trying to be Indy, but he ain't like 35 anymore.
Yeah.
It just gets kind of weird.
Well, when it's Indy and it's like half the speed of what Indy wants,
you know,
he's reaching for his hat, it's a creaky arm reaching out to get the hat. Yeah, that's hard to watch a little bit.
It's just so, you know, we'll see when it comes out next year, but I'm just saying it struck me. 215-592-9494 to Joe right now in Gilbertsville. Hello, Joseph.
Hey, John, Joe. Good to talk to you. First time caller, long time listener. Great show.
Thank you, Joe.
Thanks,
for
Joe.
Calling.
So, two quick points. I guess it's one's like a good question. The other one is kind of like down the road question. So, what kind of change with Howie as far as him putting importance in receivers? I mean, this is such a delight to have such elite receivers now.
I think two things. Well, forget Thrash and Pinkston. That's a whole generation ago. I think two things changed. First off, the main guy that he targeted to have it work, it didn't work in Rager. So they had to pivot to someone else. Like, this wasn't a situation where you can win by just saying, all right, let's just keep going with Jalen Rager. So, I mean, if you think about it, the Eagles might not have gotten T.O. in 04 if the Freddie Mitchell thing had worked out. But sometimes when something doesn't work out, you have to pivot to someone else. That's number one. Number two, I think Howie did a good job just checking the landscape of football. And look, he saw last year Cooper Kupp won the Super Bowl. Jamar Chase got to the Super Bowl. You know, like, there are some really prime receivers making differences in this era. And I think Howie said, while we had a philosophy on one direction for a long time, sometimes you got to reevaluate your philosophy and go in a different direction. And my guess is that Howie had a philosophical change on that issue.
So here's the other question, kind of like a food for thought. I know it's kind of like thinking way down the road, but it's great to see Jalen Hurts doing so well. He's a class act, humble guy. Last year when his fans kind of fell in Washington, he was there helping him up and taking pictures. Such a class act, dude. I'm so happy he's doing well. But we all know it's going to take basically Fort Knox to kind of get him a new contract. And that being said, and Howie, the deal maker that he is, hypothetically, if a team comes up to Howie and says, we're going to make you a deal, give you the farm, kind of like the Dallas Vikings trade for Herschel Walker. There's, you know, multiple number ones and twos. Does Howie consider pulling a trigger?
No.
It's so far-fetched, Joe.
Trading Jalen away?
It's so far-fetched.
You can't.
I wouldn't want to see it, but I'm just saying.
That's the ultimate goal of any NFL team, to get that guy in-house. And, that's why they pay them Fort Knox.
Yeah.
Because it really does matter.
I will say, here's the only thing I'm going to say on that topic. I heard someone, and I really don't remember who it was. It was a national football analyst. He said about 3 or 4 years ago, he said, I do wonder if there will be a day when a team, upon clearly getting a franchise quarterback, makes the decision to trade that quarterback instead of pay him. Because when you look at the teams winning the Super Bowl so frequently lately, it has been quarterbacks on a rookie deal. By the way, it includes the 2017 Eagles. They won the Super Bowl on a rookie deal of a quarterback. It included Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City. When they won, he was on a rookie deal. It's very – and, of course, Brady was sort of an exception of the rule, because even though he was so old, he was frequently taking undervalued deals, so it kind of helped, whether it was New England or even Tampa Bay. And I did hear a guy say, I just wonder if a team will ever have the guts to pull back on a guaranteed franchise QB, trade him for a haul, and say we're going to try to keep a great roster and look for our next guy on a rookie deal. I don't think the Eagles.
It's crazy.
I think it's crazy. It's so unconventional. I can't imagine it'll happen.
I'd never consider it. I would never consider getting rid of this quarterback. This really is the guy.
I'll ask you a question, Joe. Just to play out that scenario. Team comes to you and says, we'll give you 4 first round draft picks.
No. Because who knows? That maybe one of those end up being a game-changing player. 2 of them, the odds are not in your favor. You're always looking for this guy. This guy.
I know this is what you're looking
and
for.
And by the way, the highest NFL quarterback salaries, the highest per year quarterback salaries. Number 1, Aaron Rodgers. Think of his team.
Yeah.
Number 2, Russell Wilson. Think of his team.
Well, this is the point.
Number 3, Kyler Murray. Think of his team. Number 4, Deshaun Watson. Think of his. Number 5,
well,
Patrick Mahomes.
To be fair, he didn't get
in
to play in the first 11.
I got it.
So it's a little different.
But it does limit the rest of
well,
the team around.
That's
him.
The caller's point.
Yeah. So Patrick Mahomes is the fifth highest per year.
Yeah.
$45 million a year. Josh Allen at 6, $43 million per year. And then at 7, you got Derek Carr, over $40 million for him. Dak Prescott's tied for 8 with Matthew Stafford, his team is a shambles. Uh-huh. In part.
Well, James, are you swayed when you hear John go through this list?
No, I would pay Jalen Hurts, right? Especially because outside of the idea of like, that's what you're trying to find this guy. I mean, who would you rather bet on from a personality, from an attitude, from all that? Like, this kid is, look at what he did from last year, this year.
I know.
Like, he's the exact guy you give the contract.
No, well, I mean, I get it, James, but here is the rub.
I get that.
When he goes from making $1 million to $50 million a year, he doesn't become 50 times better.
No, but it is what it is. I mean, it's the situation you're in. You'd rather trade him and then try and find another?
I'm just saying the caller's point is something someday I think some team will pull the trigger on. I don't think the
Eagles. I think it's possible, but I mean, like, I had Kyler. I would have traded Kyler.
Well,
for
they
what I
made
for.
Him. Yeah, they.
Right.
And
but the
we
point
knew
is, like,
that.
I'm saying Hurts specifically is the exact guy you bet on.
I get it.
Yes,
I do.
I agree with that. But he will make $50 million a year.
And it will really hurt.
Yeah.
It will really hurt the team.
Good thing Howie is so just skilled, adept at figuring out a way to fit as many people in as possible. Like, I have a lot of faith that he can do a better job than some of these teams have done in fitting in better players.
Well, I know Elliot has a theory that Hurts will get paid a ton of money and the Eagles will be able to make it work anyway. I don't subscribe to that. I see no scenario where Hurts makes $50 million and it doesn't hurt who you can have on the team. I mean, it's just not possible. We'll talk to Elliot about that at some point this week. We should get him on. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, the reaction of the game. It was a glorious day. And if you're not thinking Super Bowl, you're not thinking. We'll continue to take your phone calls. What stood out to you yesterday? And how much are you dreaming that dream of the second Eagles Super Bowl? It's very real. It really could happen. Joe DeCameron, John Rich, your phone calls at 215-592-9494.
We got to talk about this defense thing.
Yeah.
I feel like you have sort of taken a new perspective on this where you think Jonathan Gannon has fixed it, and it did look a lot better.
I think
yesterday.
He's doing a great job. We'll get into it.
Yeah, we need to get into the defense thing.
We'll get into that next on 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.